Thanks for joining us here on Sun News Live. A Canadian act that requires all new citizens to pledge allegiance to the Queen is facing a legal challenge. Three permanent residents took their case to the Ontario Superior Court on Friday, saying the oath was unconstitutional. One of the plaintiffs equated the oath to coercion and a violation of her rights. The court has not yet made a decision in this case, but the backlash has been swift, with many people arguing that the monarchy is part of the Canadian identity. One of the plaintiffs fighting the oath is Dror Bar-Natan, and he came to Canada in 2002 from Israel, and he joins us now live here in the studio. Thanks for taking time to be here this morning, Dror.
Thank you.
I guess the first question that people want to know when they hear something like this is, why don't you want to take the oath?
Well, first of all, the oath has two parts, and one part I perfectly agree with and I think should be a part of the oath. I'd gladly take it. That's the part about obeying the laws of the country and about fulfilling my duties as a citizen. That's exactly why I want to become a citizen. Mm-hmm. The part that I don't like is the part about the monarchy, the part about swearing allegiance to the queen. And the reason I don't like it is not that particular queen, but the entire institution of having a queen, or more precisely, the institution of having a hereditary queen. It bothers me that some people are born with privilege, meaning the younger royals and the younger royals, and their great grandkids. And I think this is just as bad and this is just as democratic as if some people were to be born with discrimination against them, as if some people were born, could be born lower class.
Dror, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why did you choose Canada to emigrate to?
It's a wonderful country. Don't you think so?
I'm an immigrant too, so yes, obviously I do think so.
Okay. You know, some reasons were entirely practical. You know, mm-hmm. I made a list along with my wife of cities where employment was possible given my profession, and we crossed out that because of this reason and crossed out that because mm-hmm. of that reason, and Toronto came out at the top. You know, considering what we had, what was available, what we liked. Another reason was, well, it is a wonderful country. It's
sure.
a democracy. It's a true democracy. Mm-hmm. I'm in no denial about that. I'm very happy about that. Mm-hmm. It's kinder and gentler than the U.S. It doesn't go to every war the U.S. goes to, only every other one. That's good news for me.
True.
You know, many other reasons of the same style, the same general reasons.
But part of being in this country is adhering to the laws and regulations of the country. Why did you choose this one to try and change it? I mean, other than the fact that you don't agree with it, but it is one of the laws of our country. There are many laws on the books of our country that people don't agree with, but they don't try and change them.
So,
why do you want to see this change so much?
Only because it personally affects me. You know, it's not the most important issue in Canada. The monarchy is far away and relatively harmless. I wouldn't mind it if I didn't have to personally swear allegiance to it. Now, that's too much to me.
This is personally
making the statement that I essentially believe in it.
But your personal statement has now become a fight that could impact untold thousands that want to come to this country, that may want to be here for reasons that do involve swearing allegiance to the Queen. That's a personal choice. I understand that. But if this law were to get changed, how would you feel about that?
I'd feel great. I'm sorry, I'm not sure why I should feel anything other than great.
Well, I'm just trying to see what the implications would be for that, the fact that those people don't have that same choice now, if that were to take place.
People, I think people could anyway send their letter of allegiance to the Queen if they wanted to. The question is whether people who don't want to swear allegiance to the Queen should be forced to. Now, is it really important? Is it really a part of the Canadian democracy? Is
it
so?
Isn't part of being in any country being part of the traditions of that country, whether they're archaic or not? It's part of the traditions of that country. And part of the traditions of this country is that we honor the Queen. I think the swearing of allegiance to the Queen is more of an honorific than anything else. It's a tradition that's been established here for some time.
So, again, it's a tradition that to me symbolizes hereditary privilege, and it's a tradition that I don't like. And I told you, much as I like Canada, and I really do like Canada, and I really do think it's wonderful, I don't think it should be forcing me to do that, to become, to pretend to be a monarchist for one day to get the right to vote.
Would you put your citizenship in this country at risk for that?
Well, I haven't taken citizenship for 5 years.
Because of this?
Because of that. And only because of that, absolutely solely because of that. And how much longer it will take, I don't know. It might be that I will never be a citizen of this country because of this reason.
And you're willing to take that stand?
So, you know, if this fight will fail, I will have to think very hard which one is more important to me. To become a truly playing part in this country, mm-hmm. or to stand for my principles, and it will be a hard choice. It may well be that I will remain a non-citizen, well, forever, for as long as I live, you know, not forever, unfortunately.
Well, Joe, I can't say that I agree with your choice, but I do admire your principles. And one thing that we do say in Canada, you have to stand on your principles, no matter what they may be. And we appreciate taking time to come and talk to us.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Goodbye.
That was Dror Bar-Natan, one of three permanent residents in this country, challenging the oath to the Queen.